Beach Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's one of those questions that everyone gets asked throughout their childhood. What do you want to be when you are older? Now, for one in five working adults in England and Wales, the answer to that question was a police officer. Cambridgeshire Police Detective Chief Inspector Amrit Singh joined the police because he wanted to make a difference to his community and is now one of the highest ranking Asian police officers in his force. Amrit was also awarded the Queen's Police Medal for distinguished service and helping vulnerable victims. I'm pleased to say he's on the line now. Morning to you.
Good morning, Julian. Thank you for having me and good morning to your listeners as well.
Now, you're very welcome indeed. So were you one of those one in five then of always wanting to be a police officer?
Actually, funnily not. No, I bucked the trend. So I wasn't actually quite sure what I wanted to be when I was growing up. And I had a number of jobs. And during the course of that, both my brother-in-laws were, in fact, were serving Metropolitan Police officers at the time. And they sort of inspired me to consider a career in the police service. And it wasn't something I'd considered early doors. And then when I joined, I just found myself in this lovely family. I was one of the first Sikh police officers to actually join Cambridgeshire. So again, it was quite a watershed moment. But I absolutely found it as a fantastic career. I absolutely love what I do, keeping people safe and helping my community.
It's interesting because obviously we don't really need to go into the details too much. But Metropolitan Police, for example, have a bad rap, to say the least, when it comes to the treatment of minorities. Now, by the sounds of things, you found it a pretty different experience in Cambridgeshire, but did those pressures worry you when you joined?
To be fair, they did. Actually, I recall that before my interview, I actually saw the secret policeman that you probably remember as well, going back over 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
But again, I had trust and faith in my own beliefs, and I believe that I could make a difference to people's lives, and the experiences and the skill set and the qualities that I bring as an individual and as part of my faith allowed me to transfer that into the police service. And I'm pleased to say that Cambridgeshire Constabulary in particular are a fantastic force. You know, I'm highly respected. I work with a fantastic team. There's opportunities, the teamwork, and everything about making a difference that I mentioned a moment ago is critical to that success, but also building that trust and confidence in our communities, particularly our vulnerable and underrepresented communities as well.
It's interesting. Normally, when I remember a colleague of mine asking this of a policeman, a serving police officer, a few months back, and it's like, you know, did you witness any racism in your career? And the answer was no, never saw any. Didn't see that. The kind of the Arsene Wenger sort of answer, really. Just didn't see it. Did you? Have you seen any racism during your career?
No, thankfully, within the role and within the force, I've never seen any racism. And like I said, that level of respect we have with our culture statement, we highly believe in the impartiality and ensuring that everyone is treated the right way. Outside of the police, in terms of the public, you know, sadly, I have come across that in my career. I'm a turban-wearing Sikh. I'm visibly different. There are individuals in our society that don't take to that, sadly. But, of course, it's for me and the force and police officers in general to try and educate and ensure that we enforce that law, but also keeping people safe. That's the most important thing here. We do the job that we do in order to keep people safe and be productive members of our society, and actually trying to encourage people to do the same as well.
Wearing a turban is in this part of the world is unusual. You see a few around. It must be even more unusual within the police force.
Well, I'm the only turban-wearing Sikh in Cambridgeshire, to be fair. But again, we want to change that. We want to encourage those minority communities to actually come and join the police. And that difference that those communities bring, and the difference in thought and experience and understanding of the society that we live in, it enriches the police service. It makes the police service better. And you're absolutely right that we need to see more of that, definitely.
And what do you say to people who think the police simply don't represent them? We know we have, I think, the stats from the census, which came out not that long ago. It was something like 37% of those people living in Cambridge are from outside the UK originally.
Well, what I'd say is actually be that difference then. And I always say to people, be the change that you want to see. In the day, it's a case of encouraging those individuals who think they have, have the skills and the experiences and the gumption to actually become police officers to join that. And we have the Join the Police campaign. We have the National Home Office campaign that we encourage those, individuals who feel that they can provide that service to join the police. And the variety of roles that you have in the police service and the career progression, in my opinion, is second to none. I'm a detective chief inspector. I've been an officer for nearly 19 years. I've spent 6 years on the beat. I absolutely love my career. I love making a difference to people's lives, helping people, the most needy, the most vulnerable. And that's what it's about being a police officer. And you can make that difference. And more importantly, you will feel better for it.
What do you think it's taught you over those years?
It's taught me to be a better person, to be fair. My family are really proud of me. My community is proud of me. The people I work with are really proud of me. It's made me a better person. I feel that I make sound decisions and judgments based on the fantastic world-class training that we have in the police service. And ultimately, I feel it just makes you a better person to be a productive member of society.
Do you think you were that person to start off with, and it was the police force that brought it out in you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my parents from a very young age taught me all the values and morals that you need to be a good person. And I suppose with my religion as well and my background, it's allowed me to transfer that into the police service. It's just only enhanced that over the years. I suppose I'm a little bit older, a little bit greyer to appreciate that a bit more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, look, if people, and I guess this sort of interview does spark interest amongst some people or relatives of somebody searching for a career at this moment. What's the best place to go to find out information on this?
Yeah, absolutely, Julian. So the best place to go to is Join the Police. It's a website that gives you all the information about where which forces are actually recruiting. In Cambridgeshire, we have our own website as well that people can log on to and check for vacancies. There are different pathways within the police service, like you have your degree entrance, but also you have your individuals who aren't degree holders, and we have the new apprenticeship scheme that individuals can go on and actually get a degree whilst actually earning and learning at the same time, which is quite fantastic. But like I say, I think individuals that want to actually join the police and can bring difference to our constabulary and to constabularies across the country, it will be profound. It will make a huge difference, and trust me, you would not regret it.
You've certainly made a success out of your career in the police force. I'm really interested in actually pinning you down though on what you did want to do. When you were asked that question, what do you want to do when you're older, what was the answer?
Well, actually, funny enough, my mum and dad love them to bits. They've worked hard all their lives. They were shopkeepers. They owned a number of shops and businesses. And actually, I was originally going to go down that route, but the hours were too long. And also, he didn't get any holiday because he was self-employed.
Oh, dear, I'll tell you something. The police get accused of lots of things, but working short hours isn't necessarily one of them.
No, I found that out a bit later.
Amarajit, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Cambridge Breakfast.
No, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
That's Cambridgeshire Police Detective Chief Inspector Amarajit Singh. And that takes the time to 8:42. 105.
Cambridge 105 Radio.